Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam, it's Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, I just saw that you called. Did you leave me a message?
Oh, yeah, just a quick message asking you to call me back, actually. So, okay. Cool, yeah. I had the meeting with the underwriters, and I actually have some documents for you. I can send them over your way. Okay. Just kind of wanted to walk through things with you and see kind of where we're standing. Okay. So, you know, I have the hard offer. Basically, we can lock you into this program right now. It's pretty much the same program. We kept it available to you. So it's going to be, in my opinion, the best program that we have, one of the best you're going to find in the industry. You're going to have, I think the rate that we have you locked in, it's just about a little less than 22 basis points.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to have the longer terms. It's for the full 250. We're going to have longer terms at 18 months. Going to have a weekly payment option. And then you're going to still be eligible for the full interest forgiveness. And you'll have the 25% early payment discount if you decide not to do the renewal. You just want to pay it off.
All right. Now, on that, on the renewal, is there a stipulation as like how much loan you have to put in? Because you can't renew a $75,000 loan, and I imagine, right? I mean, if it's a $250, do I have to get at least a $250 loan to offset it?
No, for the renewal, it's going to be usually what it is at the time that you renew, that you take the same amount that your remaining balance would be. So your original balance is $250 now, but when you get midway through, it's obviously going to be a lot less than that, and that's the minimum that we would do to renew.
Okay.
You follow me with that?
I think so. So if it's – I think you said yesterday, and I don't know if this is still right. It's an 18-month loan, but yesterday you mentioned it was after 6 months I can renew, but Dennis told me halfway, which is nine months.
Yeah, you know, looking at this now, I have the actual documents here in front of me now, so it is going to be the halfway mark. So
basically,
at that point, if you did decide to renew, you would be saving, it looks like, about $40,000 on the interest, the remaining interest balance there.
Okay.
If you renew. Now, if you get to that point, and I know we talked about this yesterday, if you get to that point and you guys are doing well, you have a lot of cash, and you don't want to take on, you know, additional funds, but all you want to do is pay it off, you would save 25% on that remaining discount, or on that remaining
25%
balance.
Of the remaining, right. Okay.
Yeah, so that's five times more than what Kalamata is. Yeah, 10,000. So basically what it's going to do, it's going to give you the full 250 after paying off Kalamata. It looks like you're going to net over 130, which I know you're kind of considering a second position loan here. So to give you some feedback on that, netting over 130 is going to be larger than what anybody is going to be able to get you for a second position. So the amount's going to be higher. Also, we have you locked in at, just around 22 basis points. So that's also going to be a lot better than any rate a second position loan is going to give you. Now, I know the issue here is you want to factor in that cost of paying.
Well, just to back up on that, what I was going to do is I was going to go blended rate. So what I'm saying in a second, I probably wouldn't do better than 22, but I have 18. So I'd sit there and say, okay, I have $100,000 at 18%. And
yeah.
So I get a $75,000 at 30%. What's the blended rate? That's what I was looking at overall.
Yeah, so we're absolutely factoring in that cost of that 18% that you're going
to
be paying off.
That's just dollars, though. That's not all the intangibles that we're talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, the programs.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said that's not taking account of your program that I wouldn't get. I mean, I'm not discounting.
Oh, yeah, the possible incentives going forward, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I don't like to add that carrot because I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Say we do so, I just think, I got this great benefit, but then all of a sudden I win the lottery and I don't need any more money from anybody.
Absolutely.
And that benefit really wasn't taken advantage of, I guess.
Absolutely. No.
It would just be the payoff of the 25%.
Yeah, exactly that. So, I mean, you'd be looking at probably like a $10,000, saving $10,000 on there. So, basically, paying off the Kalamata, I think we're talking, was it still the 112 that you got to do? Did you find out on him?
He's kind of going back and forth. And I said, let me talk to someone at Kalamata. I said, give me a contact at Kalamata so I can talk to them directly. Because I don't even know on their payoff letter, there's a phone number on there.
Did you notice
if there was a phone?
I can pull it up and see right now. Let me see.
But I should be able to call their. I mean, I have a loan with them. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to find.
Let's see.
But I want the calculation from them. because the way that I read the document is saying any time before the 120 days, if we get $112,000...
That's considered paid in full, yeah.
Paid in full. So they can't sit there and say, today you owe 112, because what happens if I wait to the 119th day and I paid? I don't owe them $112,000. Obviously, yeah, the loan balance is only like 60.
Exactly that, yeah.
But yeah. I'm talking to the broker, and the broker's doing the same thing he always does, and then goes trying to explain it away, and I'm like, don't do the car salesman thing with me. No. I don't want to, you know?
Yeah, no, you want to know what you're working with. And I'm not, I'm being right up front with you. Like, that cost of that loan, it's going to be there. Whether we take it as a chunk right now, or it's spread out over time, right? So that cost is going to be there regardless. What we do with this $250,000 loan is give you that full amount that you need right now. The influx of cash is going to help you with your cash flow, so help withstand that initial bite of paying off that interest up front. But you're still going to net over $130,000 on it. And what it's going to do...
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, obviously the incentives are there with the discounts, everything.
No,
there.
Sam, I totally I understand that part, because I know, like you're saying, if it might be not right now, the 112 might be initially what I'm going to get hit with.
Yeah.
But if it turns, because right now the 130 will go to the contractor, get the job going, get me open, start generating revenue. I understand that. If by chance all of a sudden the stores are all kicking and we got cash flow and I paid a loan off, okay, I'm paying them an extra 12. I get back 10 from you. It really is a wash.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, it honestly, looking at all these numbers, it does come pretty close on both sides, right? So what I can offer to you is just being in that better program and working with a bank that actually will work for you, not create these obstacles like we're seeing with Kalamata. On top of that, you become an existing customer with us, you're going to have a lot more options when it comes to financing equipment.
Okay.
And I mean, I want to win you as a customer. That's what I want to do. Like, if you do work with us, you're going to be working with me the entire time.
Okay.
You know, so in all the right. future, if you guys are looking for capital or equipment, I have all of your information. I know you guys. I'm going to be handling it.
Okay. No, that's good to know. That's good.
Yeah,
to
it's something that not a lot of other places can offer.
Because I got another guy call me today, and I'm like, "Where am I on a list or something?" Because it's like, why are you cold calling me? I'm like, now it's like, oh, I can do 5.9. I go, no, you can't. Come on. Yeah, I'm going to say right now you cannot do.
Yeah, let's be real.
I'm like, come on. I'm not financing a house. You know, it's like, I don't know. Some of these guys are so ridiculous. And it's like, just give me your information and I think I can. It's like.
Bait and switch, yeah.
It's totally. So, all right. But let me look at, I'm heading over to our Ontario location right now. So, I'm going to be in and out of meetings today. So let me get those numbers. Let me kind of brew over for a day, because nothing's going to change right now.
Okay, yeah, sure.
The only thorn in my side is with Kalamata, that the fact that they're going to get paid $12,000 of interest for 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And they want to act like they're the victims, you know, when they got to throw in their $50 payoff letter fee too.
And exactly that. I think that is just the reason why we need to get away from it and get with somebody who's actually going to work with you.
Right. You know, because the broker got paid.
We're willing to give you much larger amounts that are actually going to let you accomplish your goals, not piece these $100,000 together that it's just enough to keep you going and force you to have to keep coming back looking for more. That's not what I want to do. That's not what I want to do at all.
No, I appreciate you being straight with it. So, no, it sounds like that's probably the avenue I'm going to go, but it's just kind of in me. I just got to just run the numbers and get it through my head. I got to feel like, okay, now I hit the button, we're good to go. So I'm going to run these numbers. Jill and I are going to sit down later on. We're going to go through everything.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out.
Okay. But, keep me posted. If you have any questions, let me know. All right.
Yeah,
I'm here for you. I want to win your business.
And it's not like we have to do this by month end or anything, right? Because nothing's going to change.
Now, typically, the only thing that would change, that could change, is when we get to the next month, they would request additional
bank statements.
Right? Yes. And from there, like, I can't, and I don't want to, I'm not being tricky or anything. It's just the honest truth. I can't guarantee that the same program is going to be available. That, I have to say, just to be fair on my side.
Well, I mean, part of the thing that we've done with that when we first got the initial money was Julie put everything out on her credit card. So all those credit cards got paid down. Her credit score is going to shoot through the roof now because she was pretty much maxed out. So if anything, I don't think it's going to hurt us because nothing's going to change the bank statement. I promise you nothing else is going to come through that you didn't know about. So I think our financial position is better.
Sure.
So that's the other thing going, is it better to wait or not? I don't know. I mean,
well, full disclosure for you on my end, the way I was able to, you're getting pricing that is below our standard pricing. I'm able to get, we call it executive pricing. I'm not sure if Dennis went over it when he gave you
someone mentioned that. I don't know if it was you or him, but yeah.
So yeah, it's executive pricing. I only get 2 slots a month to be able to do it. So
okay.
Just to give you full information there. I mean, I want to win your business, so it's going to, I will push to give it to you at any time that we do this, whether or not it's available, to be fair, is up in the air.
Okay, no problem. So yeah, that's actually my contract is calling right now. So the minute he gives me the green light, I'll probably be like, okay, I got to get this loan funded. That's the only reason why I haven't pushed it. So.
Okay, well, let me send
to him, and I'll call you later.
Okay, let me send the documents over to you right now, so they'll be in your inbox.
Okay, that sounds good, and I'll definitely expect a call. It's so much nicer having someone on the same time zone. I don't have to worry about calling it.
I agree. On my end, too.
I get these calls at, like, 5 a.m. It's like, do you guys not know we're 3 hours behind you, you know? So, anyway. All right, Sam.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Take care. Bye.
You too.